Creative Babble.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right. In part four of The Pest, I kind of left you hanging, right? I mentioned that on August 24th, Patrick Tomlinson was due in court for a contempt of court hearing because, you know, he had not paid a single cent towards the legal fees of the opposing party. And because of that, he, you know, if he didn't pay, he was in contempt of court and he would go to jail. But what actually happened? Well, a couple days leading up to August 24th, Patrick Tomlinson filed a motion in court, and it appears that he wrote it himself. And in that motion, Patrick Tomlinson requested the court push the hearing, not only push the hearing, but close the hearing to the public so that people from the public could not attend. He also requested it to be over video conferencing because he said that some of the pests have been posting online that they had already bought tickets and they were planning on attending. So for safety reasons. But there was one more demand that Patrick Tomlinson made in this motion. And let me read it to you. He says that he wants to continue the hearing until the plaintiff identifies himself for the record, which was Patrick's plan all along, right? Remember, he sued the administrator of the forum and some of their members because he wanted to expose their real identity so that maybe he could press charges against them. So now he's saying we can't have this hearing until the plaintiff identifies himself. Patrick Tomlinson in this motion appears to relitigate a lot of the things that was discussed in court previously, right? And remember, this is a contempt of court hearing. This is about the fact that Patrick Tomlinson has not paid the legal fees of the other side. This is not a court hearing to relitigate everything that was previously known, but Patrick Tomlinson lists some of the things that he's claiming that these people have defamed him, doxed him, impersonated him, threatened him, left him daily voicemails, death threats, rape threats, and have left bad reviews on their website. And of course, he lists that he and his wife have been swatted 43 times. But in addition to that, Patrick Tomlinson kind of drops a bombshell in this motion because, let me read it to you. He goes, the defendant has now learned, the defendant being Patrick Tomlinson, has now learned the identity of the plaintiff, Quasi101, the admin of the site. And he claims, this is Patrick, he claims that his father is a member of the federal judiciary and may be assisting him in the defense of this action. So Patrick Tomlinson, without providing any evidence whatsoever, is now claiming that Quasi101 is the son of a federal judge and that federal judge is assisting him with legal matters. It's a pretty bold claim, and I am not going to name the federal judge listed in this motion because there's literally no evidence to support it. So Patrick files this motion, and just a couple days later, he secures counsel. He has a new attorney, and the attorney tells the court that they need the time to really wrap their heads around this case. But the August 24th hearing was still in play. So what happened on the 24th? Well, Patrick shows up to the contempt hearing, but he wasn't the only one. Dan Mullen, who you heard from in the previous episode, he's one of the pests. He showed up too. He flew from Boston over to Milwaukee and he attended the public hearing. And when Patrick saw him, apparently he got quite a reaction. I'll play a clip from Dan Mullen's YouTube channel.
So the clerk asked me, are you here for the hearing? And I said, yes, I'm here as an observer. She says, can I have your name? And that's when I said, Dan. And then Patrick at a slightly elevated volume. He was loud. Like he raised his voice. I don't think he stood up, but he was like pointing Like he turned sort of back at me and pointed at me like to just say this guy, and then pointed to the bailiff. He said, I want that man arrested immediately. He's committed. Right around here, he might have said felonies at that point, but the clerk asked, and your last name? And I said, Mullen. And then he got even louder, and he's like, this man has committed multiple felonies against my family. I want him arrested immediately. This court needs to stop. I want him arrested now. He needs to be walked out. I want it arrested, blah, blah, blah. And I was just sitting there. I'm like, holy shit.
But after that incident, the judge comes in, the session goes as planned, and both sides agree that the payment will be made. And sure enough, I'm looking at the Wisconsin court website, and $32,709.80 was made by Patrick satisfying the debt, right? So this is it, $32,709 paid. That at least satisfies this hearing, but there is an outstanding debt owed in California. I don't know yet whether that debt has been satisfied as well. So the Pests have been demanding Patrick to pay Quasi's attorneys. Patrick paid Quasi's attorneys. So does that mean there's a truce? I asked Dan Mullen about this, and this is what he had to say. I think a lot of the Pat stuff will die down now, although there will be some people who still tweet him or whatever. The swatting seems to have stopped altogether and hasn't occurred, to my knowledge, since April. I asked Dan, will it end? Is this it? And do you plan on covering him on your podcast or YouTube channel? And here's what Dan had to say. Will it end? Not if he can't humble himself somewhat and stop being an antagonist. As I said to you, the best thing for Pat would be to take an extended break from social media and tilting at windmills every day. He'll never fully escape being trolled, but he can make it better on himself and his family to ignore the noise. I'll still cover his antics, but maybe a little less intensely. If he does some wacky or crazy, yeah, I'm definitely going to cover it. While I enjoyed the schadenfreude of his particular situation, I'm not a completely heartless person. I hope he has a redemption arc, and this whole story can be a lesson for anyone who wants to fight on the internet. So there you have it. Will it end? I'm not sure, but I doubt it.
Creative Babble.